Bianca, Terry and Bob on 97.3.
Good morning. Sometimes you meet pretty incredible people in life, don't you, Tez? And they're people
Thank you.
Every morning you inspire me, Terry Hansen,
so
especially your performance in Greece, which we will talk about a little later in the show.
In fact, I'm back after 3 hours sleep.
I know. You backed it up and I'm so proud of you. But someone else who backs it up every single day, Gough Gray is, well, he's legally blind.
He is legally blind, and yet he's chosen to form Beer Nuts Productions and make films.
He could have done absolutely nothing.
Instead, he's done absolutely everything in movies, and he is our guest. G'day, Gough.
How you going, guys?
I'm very well, but intrigued. The many, many hobbies that a legally blind young man might get involved in, filmmaking wouldn't be my number one choice. How'd that come about for you?
Well, I've always loved storytelling. Ever since I was a kid, I was always, you know, writing little scripts and books and plays and things like that. And so I've always loved storytelling, and just as I got older, it just progressed into a career, pretty much, you know? So, yeah.
Were you born blind? What's your situation?
Okay, yeah, so when I was about 12 weeks old, I had a hemorrhagic stroke, which is kind of like a cross between a brain hemorrhage and a stroke, and it was brought on by the whooping cough immunisation that you have when you're a little baby. So that's what obviously ruined my eyesight.
Wow. Wow, that's full on. Okay, thank you for sharing
I guess your parents, what in later years, have been advocates against immunisation because of that sort of thing. That's usually what happens.
No, not at all. What happened to me was just bad luck mixed with some not great parenting in the fact that they didn't rush me to the hospital when I was first showing symptoms. They sort of thought that I'd cried out or whatever. So I'm a one in a million kind of a chance.
Oh, there's nothing like being the one in a million person, is there?
Wow, you're amazing.
If only it was Lotto and not...
So what did that mean for your schooling years?
Well, I went to school, absolutely. So I went to Labrador Primary School on the Gold Coast, which were tremendous because they were fully inclusive. So I did all the regular classes and all that sort of stuff. And then I went to Miami High School, which was kind of the opposite. They were very much, they weren't as good because they were segregated. And so I've had the absolute best of schooling and probably not the best of schooling. So I've had both worlds.
You've had such an incredible upbringing. I guess your dad, famous Aussie funny man, Ugly Dave Gray, would have had a really big impact on your obvious sense of humour and your cheeky look at life.
Well, I suppose so, absolutely. I mean, I did grow up around entertainment and comedy and all that sort of stuff. So, yeah, it would have absolutely had a big impact on, you know, my love of comedy and entertainment, no doubt about that.
But listening to film? I mean, how much... Do you have some vision that gives you some aspect of watching film, or what happens?
Yeah, I do. So I can't see it all out of my right eye and have very limited vision in my left. So I can... When we're editing, for example, if I'm, you know, nose to a monitor, I can sort of, pick up a good idea of what's going on. And when I go to the films, obviously, I sit up the front and get a good idea of what's going on. But
yeah.
a lot of cinemas now are introducing audio description, which is fantastic for the blind and vision impaired community.
Wow.
So, yeah, you basically put a pair of earphones on, like headphones, and they get the films narrated to you. It's really terrific.
That is amazing. I just love your positivity, the fact that you have not let being legally blind stop you from doing anything. Thank you for making our day.
Oh, hey, look, thank you for having me on. I really appreciate your time.
We'll catch you on the red carpet at beernutsproductions.com.
Thank you.
What an incredible personality. Thanks, Gough. He's bubbly, he's bright, and the fact that he's practically legally blind hasn't stopped him from doing what more human beings would love to do.
Gives you a good reason to get out there and try some new stuff. If you want to do something, it's really a great inspiration.
Can I have a sleep first? It's only Monday.
I know, calm it down,
Gough.
Couch in the corner.
Bianca, Terry and Bob on 97.3.